The weekend's predicted big storm in the Anchorage area didn't hit as hard as the storm 2 weeks earlier, but heavy rainfall from Talkeetna to Seward has caused many South Central creeks to overflow their banks and has raised concerns of flooding. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Anchorage residents prepared for another big wind event on Saturday and Sunday, but mostly all they got was rain, lots of rain. And rain fell heavy in the Matanuska Valley, north to Talkeetna, and south on the Kenai Peninsula. All that rain has caused flood watches, some of which are still in effect. Scott Walden is emergency services manager for the Kenai Peninsula Borough. He says Seward dodged a bullet during the latest storm. Walden says no significant flooding problems have occurred there, but Kenai Peninsula Borough emergency services are preparing for bad weather to come. In the Matanuska Sioux Sitna Borough, some minor flooding occurred in the Moose Creek and Trapper Creek areas, but no injuries or evacuations were reported. Matsu Borough Emergency Services Manager Dennis Broudigan says watches continue for the Talkeetna and Little Susitna Rivers, as well as for local creeks which have reached the tops of their banks.
We are anticipating that another storm will be moving in tomorrow. There are varied reports on the strength of the storm, but the ground is saturated, and those rivers typically that flood first are, again, the Moose Creek, Trapper Creek area, as well as Montana Creek, Willow Creek, and perhaps even the Talkeetna River.
In Anchorage, flood warnings were canceled by late Sunday night for the city's Chester Creek and Westchester Lagoon. As far as the expected high winds were concerned, they only materialized at certain points in the Anchorage area. Bear Valley, south of the city, was hit the hardest, with some gusts clocked at 120 miles an hour.
This last storm was pretty intense up there in Bear Valley, and it was really, really blowing.
That's Bear Valley homeowner Marcus Hartley. Hartley says the winds of this latest storm were even stronger than during the storm of September 4th and 5th.
It was pretty noticeable Saturday evening. It wasn't terribly bad in the early evening, but it got pretty bad the later you got. And then Sunday morning, maybe, I thought was some of the higher winds.
Some area electric companies reported minor outages in a few neighborhoods Sunday evening. Anchorage's Municipal Light and Power had no reports of interrupted service, while Chugach Electric Association and Matanuska Electric Association reported isolated incidents on Sunday. As of Monday morning, service had been restored to all but a few homes. So far, no casualties have been reported as a result of the storm. An Eagle River man inexplicably kayaking on the flood-swollen Eagle River on Sunday afternoon had to be rescued when his kayak became pinned against a partially submerged log. The man barely had his head above water when rescue crews had to use a chainsaw to cut the log and pull the man to safety. The hypothermic man, who was not identified, is recovering in an Anchorage hospital. Now, with two major storm events behind them, city residents are bracing for another round of wind and rain, which could start late Monday night. National Weather Service forecasts for the coming storm are not predicting the exact track of the storm, but are certain that more rain will begin tonight or early Tuesday. I'm Ellen Lockyer.